Praise be Jesus and Mary. Two key points of this gospel passage we just heard. First, the faith of the two blind men. Our Lord even asked them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes," they say, right away, spontaneously, "Yes." Which of course stands to reason, because that's the way they were asking for that cure already. "Son of David, have mercy on us." And they were already expressing their faith. And then, with the cure, they go and spread it about to everyone. You receive a cure like that, it's very hard to keep it to yourself. And these two men didn't. They went about and spread it all around. Our Lord, of course, is trying to keep it quiet because it's not yet time for him, as he told his mother at the wedding feast of Cana, "Not my hour has not yet come." But yet, at her intercession, he began his public miracles. He began to help. Not that he didn't have the desire to help. That's precisely what he did, or another way of putting it is to do good, which he did throughout his public life. No, he certainly sought to help, sought to do good. And as we see in the first reading from Isaiah, speaking of the day of the Lord where all will be restored. Of course, Judah, the Israelites were in exile, or had been taken, or about to be taken into exile, and they were being besieged when Isaiah gave these prophecies. And here he's prophesying of that time when all will be restored and everything will be great. Everything will be glorious. Of course, it's a look forward not only to the coming of Christ in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, but to that final coming of our Lord at the end of time, when all sin and evil will be destroyed. And then, yes, it will be a great and glorious day. It will be the glorious day of the salvation of all of us who make it to heaven. And let us pray and work and struggle that we do all make it. That is what we are called to do. That is what we long for. There is the great and glorious day we long for. And it will come. Our Lord has assured us of that. But we don't know when. Right? He purposely does not tell us. So we have to prepare ourselves now. We have to start preparing. We cannot wait. We have to turn to him, trust in him, and profess that same faith these two blind men did. And in a sense, we are all blind. That's what sin does to us. It makes us spiritually blind. So we must profess that faith. We must start right now. And it's not something we can just sit back and say, "Here I am, Lord." We have to undermine that faith, underlie it with our works. We have to go out. We cannot keep it to ourselves. Our Lord is waiting for us now to extend his mercy to us, waiting for us to come back to him, to turn to him. Let us not wait any longer. Let us go running back to him. And how do we do that? We go to his mother. That's how he came to us in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. That's how we go back to him even now, through her. We run to her as her child, the child to its mother. "Mother, show us the way. Bring us the light. Bring us to your divine Son. Bring us to his mercy." Praise be Jesus and Mary.